Well, I want to welcome back to the WNRN studios. We've got Sam and James Wilson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Ann. How's it going?
Good to be here, Ann.
Well, glad that you're here. Sam, you're going to have to still bring that microphone down a little bit further so that you can... There we go. All right. Awesome. You guys are going to be doing this big show in Richmond tomorrow night along with the Wrinkle Neck Mules. Matter of fact, I think the first time I saw you guys was in a double bill with the Wrinkle Neck Mules. When you guys played Star Hill some very rainy December night a couple years ago. So how long does your relationship with the Wrinkle Neck Mules go back? I mean, you guys are both relatively established kind of Americana bands. Imagine you'd run into each other once in a while.
Yeah, actually, we did our first show with the Mules back when we were really, I think it was our fifth show. We did our CD release party with the Mules, and we could really, we became instant fans of each other, and we were up to this, we understood we were kind of up to the same thing musically, and so Andy really took us under his wing, and, they had been a band for 5 years at that point, and had made a lot of mistakes and good things on the way, and he just really took us under his wing and showed us the clubs to play and the people to meet, and we exchanged songs, and we, since then, we just kind of used to run up the East Coast together a lot, so we've done a lot of shows together, but... since Andy moved to Texas, we haven't been able to play that much together. We haven't played in Richmond together in over a year, so we're all really excited about tomorrow night.
Well, and Wrinkle Neck Mules is kind of their home turf, where Charlottesville, a little further west, is your home turf. But kind of interesting to think about them being kind of taking you all under their wing. And you almost had a gig together with Robert Earl Keen, but Andy had to deal with, was it Ike or?
Yeah, it was Hurricane Ike. We were going to, the Toads Play show was originally scheduled for October, and then we got these dates with Robert Earl Keen, and you don't turn those down. And so so we got the Mules to go on the bill first of three, but Hurricane Ike kept Andy away. So I think there's a lot of Mules fans in Virginia clamoring at the gates.
Well, I'm one of those Mules fans as well.
Me too.
So I'm pretty psyched to see them. Well, how about if you guys start off with a song here this morning? Your choice, of course.
Great. Yeah, we're going to do one off the first record. / only record. Okay.
At a bus stop off the county line, smoking beneath a for sale sign, and watching all them cars as they roll on by. They disappear on down the road, heading for nowhere, I suppose. But sometimes I wish I could tag along. It's alright, it's okay, it's just another wasted day. Life is just another thing to bring you down. So punch out and get stoned, is just another night alone, waiting for the sun to roll back around. Yeah, it's my hometown. There's an old sign at the Cottontail. New girls have arrived and they're for sale. And it's been hanging there for 16 years. So play the slots at the Paiute Bar and pay for your whore with a credit card. Drown away the pain in 50-cent tap beer. It's alright, it's okay, it's just another wasted day. Life is just another thing to bring you down. So punch out and get stoned, it's just another night alone, waiting for the sun to roll back around. Yeah, it's my hometown. And with a mine and daddy and a double wide, in the deserts of Nevada off Route 95, I learned home ain't nothing but sagebrush, satellite dish and sand. Me and my buddy Jamie Lee, yeah, we had our plans for moving east, but things they don't always turn out like you planned. It's alright, it's okay, it's just another wasted day. Life is just another thing to bring you down. So punch out and get stoned, it's just another night alone, waiting for the sun to roll back around in my hometown. Yeah, it's my hometown.
WNRN. James and Sam Wilson of Sons of Bill here in the WNRN studios, and getting us a little bit of a preview of things to come tomorrow night at Toad's Place. Of course, you guys are probably not going to have both acoustic guitars. Probably there'll be some electricity involved in the show, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's got a rock and roll heartbeat to it, kind of country skin with a rock and roll heartbeat, so... Two acoustic guitars now, but expect a rock show.
Okay.
Sam and I both used to be in heavy metal bands, so that comes out in our live show.
Well, I see Sam pretty much everywhere. You seem to be pretty omnipresent, everything from Heather Maxwell's group to helping out Carly Nesbitt with her CD release party a couple weeks ago. So you keep yourself pretty busy.
Besides this
little project you have here with your brother. So the other Wilson brother plays which instrument?
He plays piano. He also plays guitar and sings. Actually, my busyness also leads to my tardiness. Last night we played at Inateca, and Abe actually played guitar and sang a bunch of his new songs. He's actually he's been writing a lot of songs recently, and he plays piano in the band, but he's also a good banjo player, guitar player, singer, songwriter.
Everybody's got some, I guess, side projects as well. So if that's what he's doing, what are you doing? I actually have a copy of your album.
Oh, you
Sam?
Do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
awesome.
He gave it to me.
Yeah, I started working on a record probably about a year and a half ago, right before we went overseas, and that's actually going to be out in a matter of weeks right now. And And we're going to have our CD release party, hopefully at the Gravity Lounge sometime in the next couple months.
Okay. Well, you'll have to come back and see me when that's all going on, but we'll get back to. So, James, you were kind of talking about the one and only CD that you have out. So when is the next CD that you guys are going to put out?
Yeah, I mean,
Sons of Bill, that
soon,
is.
Soon, hopefully. We came out with our first record so fast. Our second show was a battle of the bands where we won some studio time, and we just cut a whole record with it. So we came out with our first record really fast on a really, really low budget, and we're trying to take the time to just do this one right. It's just... We're an independent band, you know, there's no record label or anything, so we're just trying to get all our ducks in a row.
But you got distribution for this last record, right?
We do distribution from my living room. we had some minor distribution. But
maybe that was something that maybe even the Wrinkle Neck Mules helped you with. Was it their distributor that was helping you?
Yeah, no. They helped us find a couple Americana outlets that support independent bands, but there wasn't distribution for
okay.
it. And we did, and they helped us with radio promotion. We were on the Americana charts for a little bit.
We also sold a CD in Great Britain yesterday.
Oh, did we? Nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. Actually, there's actually a big country Americana following overseas, and. A lot of CDs we've sold in the Netherlands, yeah. mm-hmm. Great Britain.
We have distribution in Germany. An independent guy bought 60 CDs, and they're all over Germany. So,
well, actually, the Netherlands has a great appetite for American music. Found that for all. And actually, there are some really fine independent, like, Netherlands labels that I've seen. All sorts of people have. They'll, like, have a deal in the Netherlands, but not in the United States. Even like people like David Olney have put out albums over in Europe that have never been here officially.
Definitely, yeah. That's what Paul Carreri does too. He's over in England. Most of his shows are over there.
Yeah, well, Mojo magazine really liked him. Matter of fact, they were like, "Hey, what is with the fact that nobody knows who this guy is?" So that was nice of them to send us something about one of our local heroes here. Well,
yeah.
So you're talking about making this right, but are you in the process of making the new CD?
We are. I mean, all the songs are written. We're just trying to find the right folks to work with, and we're hopefully going to get we are going to get into the studio this winter, and it'll be out in 2009, one way or the other.
So obviously,
I have to record on GarageBand in my basement. It's going to be out in 2009.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you guys are playing out a lot of the new songs, so probably helping you kind of get rehearsed for that recording session that you'll have sometime this winter.
This is definitely Sons of Bill Mach 2, because we've had a drummer, Brian Caputo, a good friend of mine that I've been playing with for a decade now. And the band, we're sounding better than we've ever sounded before, and the new songs are really strong. So it's even though it's taken a while, we're to the point now where we're really sounding good and we're confident with it. And I think the next record, it's going to be well worth the wait.
So if people saw you maybe one of the first couple of shows around the CD release, it's time to come on back out and see you guys with mm-hmm. a lot of new material and, of course, perfecting the old stuff that, you know, was good then, better now.
Yes, the evolution process of songwriting and performing and just, you know, being comfortable in your own skin. I think we've really gotten to a point where we're really excited with the new material.
Well, it's, I don't know, new, old, maybe something new this time around?
Yeah.
What do you think, buddy?
What about Broken Bottles?
Yeah.
Think it would work?
G or A.
Oh, let's do it in G. Sorry. We'll do it in the morning key.
We got Sons of Bill. They're playing tomorrow night, Toad's Place in Richmond.
Great.
Just to kill some time. so sick of it all. I've been staring at the ceiling, getting to feeling like smashing my radio up against the wall. Don't wanna hear another love song. The voices in my head are singing along, telling me to be the next sex lover to die in a gutter alone. I'm just so damn sick of it all. Love letters and alcohol, broken bottles and pain. Here it goes again. She turned this heart of steel to rust in this world that's turning. It's still burning for something in this world that doesn't turn to dust. Girl, I got only you to thank. Hank Williams might have been a lovesick drinker, but being a lovesick drunk don't make you Hank. Don't wanna hear another love song. The voices in my head singing along, telling me to be the next ex-lover to die in a gutter alone. I'm just so damn sick of it all. Love letters and alcohol, broken bottles and pain. Here it goes
WNRN. James and Sam Wilson, Sons of Bill, are here in studio, and we have time for about one more song from you gentlemen. I don't know what you would like to play for us this morning.
I think we're going to do another new one, Ann.
Okay, well, I'm all for that.
Okay, great. Now, we really appreciate you having us in, and well, hope everybody can make it out tomorrow.
Well, my pleasure, and I agree. I hope everybody can come out.
This one's called Charleston.
I'm standing here in Richmond in the rain. She threw me out again, 'cause I spent all my pay on booze. I can't believe she had the nerve. I guess I got what I deserve. She was all that I had left to lose. But it's cold here in Richmond tonight, and my car is pointed south on I-95. I think I'll go down to Charleston and get drunk on the Battery and stroll up and down King Street and find myself a queen and take her down to the ocean and watch as the waves roll in and build a castle in the sand and never come home to you. Put on the radio and find some rock and roll where the night is all my own and no one to wonder where I've been. And about the time I make north of Shiraz, she'll be expecting me to call and begging to let her man back in. But tonight, girl, you can sit there by the phone, because tonight you know that I don't think he's coming home. I'm gonna go down to Charleston and get drunk on the Battery, stroll up and down King Street and find myself a queen and take her down to the ocean and watch as the waves roll in and build a castle in the sand and never come home to you. Get drunk on the Battery and stroll up and down King Street and find myself a queen and take her down to the ocean and watch as the waves roll in and build a castle in the sand and never come home to you. I'm standing here in Richmond in the rain. She threw me out again, 'cause I spent all my pay on booze.
WNRN with Sons of Bill, at least James and Sam this morning. And, you know, of all the people that are in Sons of Bill, we haven't actually talked about Seth this morning, and I do want to say thank you again to James and to Seth for coming in during the fundraiser and helping us answer phones. It was an awesome last day, and you guys have helped us out a lot. It was fantastic. So, and we're looking forward to being there tomorrow night and cheering you guys on this time around as you take the stage with Wrinkle Neck Mules at Toad's Place tomorrow night in Richmond.
Thanks, man.
Well, thank you.
It's always so fun to come in.
Okay, well, excellent.